Many of the Democratic presidential candidates supported the workers in this strike. Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, though, waited until midday yesterday to say anything. Well, now one of the largest labor unions in the country, SEIU, is waiting to endorse a candidate. They were supposed to make an announcement yesterday. Instead, they said they'll wait until next month. SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, has nearly 2 million members in North America. Joining us to talk about labor and presidential politics is our Ariel Sabar. He's a political reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, it would seem that this endorsement would be an easy one, a natural one, for John Edwards, who has made labor issues a central point in his campaign. But so far, nothing from SEIU. Why?
You're absolutely right. I mean, Edwards has had the most explicit labor agenda. He's walked something like 200 picket lines in the last 2 years. He's talked about the need for stronger unions, and he's lobbied the SEIU very hard for this endorsement. But I think what you were seeing here are some deep divisions within the SEIU and within labor generally. Back in 2004, Howard Dean and Richard Gephardt had the most endorsements, but they flamed out early. And, you know, unions want to be seen as having influence, and they want to take their time and be sure that they're backing a candidate who they think can win.
So they're making the candidates go through all sorts of tests and questionnaires and, you know, walking a day in the shoes of a worker, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And according to some of the union leaders I've spoken with, this is the most extensive vetting they've ever given candidates, inviting candidates back again and again to make speeches, doing videotaped interviews with rank-and-file members. The SEIU also did a walk a day in my shoes where something like six of the Democratic candidates spent a day following a janitor, a healthcare worker, around on the job for a day.
If John Edwards is not endorsed next month by this union, how big a blow will that be for him?
I think it will be a significant blow. He's running third in the polls and in fundraising. He has cast himself as kind of the working man's candidate. And if he can't get unions to get behind him, it undercuts that image in a big way.
Not that many American workers belong to unions anymore, just 12% these days. But you're saying that their power lies in their organizational ability.
That's right. I mean, it's a kind of a curious irony. Many of them have devoted a larger share of their budgets to political activity. For instance, in 2006, in the last election cycle, union labor political action committees donated $66 million, a record amount, to political races. And they're just getting better at communicating with members, getting them to the polls, and even using, you know, borrowing tools from marketing, like micro-targeting, where they can actually identify undecided members in their ranks and target them and say, we think you should support this candidate. We think your family members should support this candidate. So they're getting a lot savvier and more sophisticated about politics.
Ariel, we're talking about Democrats exclusively. Is that because Republicans have no hope of getting a labor endorsement?
Very unlikely. I mean, union members have not been a typical constituency of the Republican Party. But curiously, some unions are a little savvier and more pragmatic about the Republicans in their ranks. For the first time in its 119-year history, for instance, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers endorsed a Republican as well as a Democrat. They came out in favor of Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, mostly because he was the only Republican who showed up at one of their forums. So there is an acknowledgement that not all union members are Democratic, but a huge, huge majority are.
Ariel Sabar, political reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.